Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you some questions. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And just for statistical and demographic purposes, may I know your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
What's this for? What is this survey for?
Yeah, is this for the next November general elections for council members?
A bachelor's degree, 4-year
Thank
degree.
you so much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you very much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council. How likely are you to vote in that election? Almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, probably not vote, or definitely not vote.
Almost certain.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
And would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. I will read a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Property taxes, jobs, economy, city budget and spending, criminal justice reform, access to abortion, crime and violence, transportation, education, racial inequity, legalizing marijuana, housing, healthcare, or other. You can select up to three.
Abortion access, health care, and education.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some group of peoples using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very favorable and warm, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. And the first one is Emmanuel Remy from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? The
Full question or the name?
question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a
Okay.
scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very favorable and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And if you
Okay.
don't know or you never heard of that people or group of people, please say so. The first
Okay.
one is Emmanuel Remy from 0 to 10. How favorable it is for you.
Who is the person? Who?
Emmanuel Remy.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Luis Gil?
Tell me who that is.
Farhan Jetty.
Tell me who that is.
What about Nick Bankston?
Don't know who that is. These must be local people that I don't know
Okay.
about yet.
It's okay. Adrienne Hook.
I guess I'm just gonna have to say five because I don't know that person either.
Okay, what about Shyla Faber?
Nope,
Or
don't know that person.
Shyla Faber,
I don't know enough about them to.
okay. Okay, what about Nancy De Acquar?
Nope.
And Shannon Harding?
I have heard of her, but I'll just say five because I don't
Okay.
have an opinion.
What about the Fraternal Order of Police?
No. Well, I would say probably unfavorable. Maybe how about a four?
Okay, and what about Megan Kilgore?
Say that again.
Megan Kilgore.
Yeah, nothing. Five.
It's okay. What about the Columbus City Council?
I'd say just a five.
Okay. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
Say that again?
Yeah. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
Yeah, don't know that person.
Okay. And Rob Dorrance.
Yeah, five.
Thank you so much. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? The first one is, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction.
Probably new.
Thank you.
New
so
Council,
much.
New direction.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy de Acauer?
I would vote for the Democrat. I don't know who that is, but that's who I'd vote for.
Okay. And if the November election of the City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hoos or Emmanuel Remy?
Same answer.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jeti or Nick Benston?
The Democrat.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for the City Council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel much more likely to vote for that candidate, and 0 means that you feel less likely to vote for that candidate. And the first statement says, Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, school, and mental health services to our community. He understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
10.
Thank you. The next one says, Farhan Jeti came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. He has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
Is he also the Democrat?
No.
Then probably not likely.
Okay. Okay. So would you say from 0 to 10, probably a 4?
Like 3 or 4. Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Thank you. And sometimes over the survey, people may change their minds. I will ask you one more time. If the Colombo City Council election were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Banston?
Nick Banston.
Thank you so much. I will continue with the statements about the candidates. The next one says, Emmanuel Remy is a Colombo City Council member who has served as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in a gun violence prevention. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
Probably a 10.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one, Adrienne Hood is a retiree Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who has raised in Linden has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone, regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
6.
Thank you so much. And we're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. And I will ask you one more time, if the November election for the Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Well, the first one's the one that's running for re-election.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. It's Democrat, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I will read the last two statements about the candidates. Luis Hill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community in community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
0.
Okay. Nancy Day Adauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for this candidate?
10.
Thank you so much. So I will ask you one more time. If the Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Hill or Nancy Day Aguirre?
Nancy.
Thank you very much. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B. To make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. In candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street? For whom would you...
Probably B. The first statement. Yeah, the first one.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. And you can tell me from 0 to 10 how favorable that is for you. The first one says, the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. From 0 to 10, how favorable that action is for you?
That's 7.
Okay. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. From 0 to 10, how favorable that action is for you?
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence emergencies. From 0 to 10, how favorable that action is for you?
I guess 10.
Okay. And the last one, the Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city, regardless of their income. From 0 to 10, how favorable that action is for you?
8.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election will held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana? Or would
yes.
you vote no? Okay. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the city auditor's appraised value. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support this measure or no to oppose?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just a last few questions for a statistical purpose. We're almost done and I appreciate your time. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you, ma'am. Married. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I guess strong.
Thank you.
Not sure how you define that, but okay.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And the last one. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$225,000.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This completes our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with the questions.
Yes.
I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care, ma'am.